Both of Alaska's senators support the Republican tax cuts, and on Thursday, Senator Sullivan ardently defended them to Alaska reporters. Citing his faith in the growth potential of the national economy, Sullivan says the Senate tax bill won't add as much to the national debt as the Congressional Budget Office and other analysts predict. Sullivan says he has higher expectations for the rate of economic growth.
The Obama administration left saying, hey, we did as good as we could, 1.5%, 2%. That's the new normal. That's America hitting on all cylinders. I fundamentally reject that, and all kinds of economists do.
As a senator, Sullivan says he's been able to meet with dozens of business people and economists, and he says he asks all of them about GDP growth.
And almost every single person I've asked, smart people, have said, of course we believe we can get back to 3% growth.
But as Sullivan spoke, another report, this one by Nonpartisan Joint Committee on Taxation, emerged. It concludes the tax cuts won't fuel enough growth to pay for themselves and would increase budget deficits by about $1 trillion. The Joint Committee acts as a referee for Congress, and its report slowed the Senate's momentum on the tax bill Thursday. Sullivan says in addition to tax cuts, it will take permitting reform and a military buildup in Alaska to boost GDP growth.